Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 8th of December. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore the wisdom that Jesus, our wonderful counselor, gives us. Our final Bible reading for this week comes from James chapter 3 and verses 13 to 18. True wisdom comes from God. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honourable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 announces that the Messiah, fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, will be our wonderful counselor, imparting wisdom to us beyond understanding and into every part of our lives. When we think of wisdom, we often associate it with intelligence or knowledge. However, the Bible teaches us that true wisdom has nothing to do with our intellectual abilities, but rather it is reflected in our relationships and our character. Our passage today reminds us of the importance of wisdom in our daily lives. Wisdom is not about how much information we possess or how smart we are. It's about how we live and interact with others. James tells us that wisdom is demonstrated through good conduct and gentleness. It's not boastful or self-seeking, but rather it is considerate and peace-loving. One key application of this passage is that wise people do not compromise their integrity. They understand that integrity is the foundation for healthy relationships. When we act with integrity, we build trust and respect with others. Our words and actions align with our beliefs, and we become people of integrity. Integrity requires us to be consistent in our behavior, even when no one is watching. It means being honest and truthful, even when it may be easier to lie or to deceive. Wise people understand that compromising their integrity may bring short-term gains, but it ultimately damages their relationships and their own character. So let us strive to be wise in our relationships and in our character. Let us seek to be people of integrity who consistently live out our beliefs. As we do so, we will cultivate healthy and meaningful relationships built on trust and respect. As you continue to mull over these thoughts today, this reflection question may help you. How can you prioritize integrity in your relationships and daily interactions? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
We'll be right back. If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.